We're holding on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. We left off like this. We had a machlokas rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What happens if there's a scenario where a Yavama was at one point mutter, then later on she became osu again, and then she became mutter again? So an example that we had of that was where there are two Yavamas who are sisters. So now when the first one comes up for Yibum, when she's Nafla the Yibum, then at that point she's Mutter, because there's nothing preventing Yibum from being done with her. Her sister is still married, and therefore is obviously not Skuka, so there's no Achos Skukasai. Then the second one's husband passes away, so now the first one becomes Osir. Now, suppose, for example, that he did Yibum or Chalitza with one of them, with the second one. So now what happened to the first one? So the first one was Osir, now it was Mutter, then became Osir. Now, once her sister is out of the picture, once that Zika has been removed, then she's not a Chosik Kokase anymore. So you'd be able to do Chalitza or Yibum with her again. So now, are you able to do Yibum? So we said Rav says yes, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. Or the other way around, actually. Rabbi Yochanan would agree if you did Yibum or Chalitza with the second, or not Yibum or Chalitza, actually. We were talking about rather where one of them passed away, which also removes the Zika. So Rabbi Yochanan would say that if the first one passed away, then no, you still can't do Yibum with the second one. She's Mutter again. There's no Achos Kukasai, but she was also at the time of Nefila, and therefore no Yibum is possible. So now we had Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina asked Rabbi Yochanan, what about our Mishnah where we have exactly that scenario, because we have two sisters who are also sisters-in-law who are married to two out of four brothers, and we said that when the two brothers pass away, then those other two brothers, we said, can only do Chalitza, not Yibum, because each one of them, there's a problem of Achos Kukasai. Based on Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning, one of them should be able to do chalitza for one of them should be able to do chalitza for the second one that came up for Yibum. And then you have exactly this case of she was mutter, then osir, then mutter again. Because, for example, Reuven's wife will have been mutter when she first was not for the Yibum. Then she became osir when her sister-in-law, which is also her sister, Shimon's wife, was not for the Yibum, and now that Shimon's wife has had Chalitza, then Reuven's wife is back to being Mutter. Why don't we say that? According to Rabbi Yochanan's logic, that should work. And Rabbi Yochanan had said that Achoyas Eini Yodei Mishnah on, I don't know who taught this Mishnah of Achoyas or Mishnah. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is saying there has to be a mistake in our Mishnah. It can't possibly be correct, because in fact, the halacha shouldn't be that way. Or there wouldn't even be a Tana that we could find with. There wouldn't even be a reason to say that the Mishnah should say such a din. It doesn't really seem to fit according to any Tana, as now the Gemara is going to go on to discuss. So Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. So the Gemara asks, "V'leim alei my chiltes to katani nami chiletes chada." Now Rabbi Yochanan is saying that I can't understand who said this Mishnah. Good morning, Yaakov. In other words, that this is not a valid Mishnah. Well, the Lay Malay, so why can't Rabbi Yochanan say, my chiltzis nami dekatani, when the Mishnah said the expression, harelo chiltzis kloy mesyabmas, maybe it doesn't mean that both of them need chalitza, maybe it means chiltzis choda, maybe it means only one of them needs chalitza, and the other one, in fact, could do yibum. And the other one says, you can't chiltzis katani, the fact is it says, in plural, chiltzis. Okay, the Gemara is going to go on over here with a lot of possibilities, because to say that a Mishnah is not a Mishnah, to say as Rashi paraphrases Rabbi Yochanan, ain't a Mishnah, that this is not a valid Mishnah, is of course a very strange thing for an Amora to say. So therefore, the Gemara is going to try every possible way that Rabbi Yochanan should have been able to use to enter for the Mishnah in order not to have to say that. And only when we go through all of that, and then we're going to be left with that, according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, there's no choice but to say Eina Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "V'leim alei my chiltus alma." The same way as we had yesterday, for example, that when we said soros, and we said it doesn't necessarily mean both soros. We said it just means soros de alma, that it means in general, any sora that would ever find herself in that particular situation that we talked about, Amar Aleph, would be in this situation. Why don't we say the same thing over here? Choltes means choltes de alma, means any woman who would find herself in this situation where her sister is her sister-in-law, and now her sister, and the result is that they're both also because of a chosikul kosei, then we would say choltes means that one of them has to, that in each case, one of them has to do chavitza, and overall, over all the women in history that that's happened to, you would have a plural. The answer is you can't. Hare elu katani. Here the Mishnah says, Hare elu, behold these, which means we're talking specifically these and no others. Okay, v'lema d'cholitz leilu d'shoyne b'resha. Why don't we instead say that the scenario is that he did chalitza to the first one. So in our example over here, Reuben's wife, Reuben passed away first. So his wife is the first one that's nafla the Yibum, which we said at the time she's completely mutter for Yibum or chalitza. Then afterwards, Shimon passes away, and now that creates the problem of a chosikul kosei. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the case of our Mishnah is talking about where one of the brothers did chalitza with Rachel, which that's not yet matur Leah. You'd have to have the other way around, only if we'd be talking about if they did chalitza for Leah, does Rachel go back to being mutter? And the answer is chotzes b'chilakatani. The Mishnah is saying chotzes, as in there's no other possibility to do except for chotzes, implying that there's no way around it. It's not that we have a choice. Should we do chalitza for the first one and that'll leave the second one also, or should we do chalitza for the second one and according to Rabbi Yochanan's shita that would make the first one mutter? Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is not saying im chalitza or something like that. It says chalitza, which implies this is what you have to do to begin with. Okay. Here's another possibility, the Gemara says. So you could say, maybe what it is, okay, we make a gzera that we shouldn't do yibum, because what if he mistakenly does chalitza for the first one first? If you say that, if you tell them, do chalitza for the second one, for Shimon's wife, and then you can do yibum with the first one, they may mix it up. They may instead do chalitza with Reuben's wife and then think to do yibum with Shimon's wife, because they're going to think, what's the difference? And therefore, that's when we would say that Shimon's wife is in fact Osir, because the fact is when she was Nafla, then she was already Osir on the grounds of Achos Kukosa. But maybe we would say that v'diyeved, if they did, so we would say, l'chatchila, don't have them do chalitza, one chalitza and one yibum, because you might mix it up. You might do chalitza with the wrong woman, and then you're going to try to do yibum with the wrong woman. But let's say they already did the right thing, they already began the process correctly, and they did chalitza for Shimon's wife. Why shouldn't we then say that they can then do yibum with Reuben's wife? The fact is, the fact is that once they see that there was a chalitza, and then they had to do a yibum, then he's going to realize that it has to be in that order. So Rashi says it a little briefly and doesn't really delineate it. Tosfos explains in more detail. What Rashi is saying is, if these brothers and the Yevamos come to Beis Din to ask what to do, then fine, we would tell them, l'hatchila, don't do chalitza with Shimon's wife and then do yibum with Reuben's wife, because they might do it the other way around. But if they already did chalitza with Shimon's wife, then it should be that the fact is they already did that, and now at that point, according to Rabbi Yochanan's logic, Reuben's wife should be mutter. And at that point, there's nothing to be choshish on that they might do it the other way around, because after all, Tosfos says there's not such a big chashash that they're going to make a mistake and be matter the second one, which we said that would, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and she would be the problem. Just because we're matter the first one, that's not necessarily going to lead people to be matter the second one. Sure, Tosfos says, if they come to Beis Din, then fine, maybe we would tell them, don't do it either way because there might be mix-ups. But why don't we say that that's what the Mishnah means? That if they're coming to Beis Din to ask what to do, then Beis Din will tell them, Choltes. The answer is v'loy misyadmas katani. Yes, but the Mishnah is continuing with not just chotis, but v'loy misyadmas, implying that no matter what, there's never any yibum over here. Well, why not? Apparently, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan has a problem with our Mishnah. If that's the case, if they did do chalitza with Shimon's wife, there's no reason, according to Rabbi Yochanan's own svara, that at this point we shouldn't allow them, the Yeved, to do yibum with Reuven's wife. And the fact that we're saying that not implies that the first one does not become mutter just because the second one is out of the picture. Well, why not? So the lecha din yibum hocha klal. So there's no din of yibum here at Nan. And according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, there should be. So the Gemara says, okay, v'lei melech zera shemi yamus v'asa levatal mitzvahs yibamin. Why can't Rabbi Yochanan explain our Mishnah on the basis of what we said previously in the Gemara? That we make a zera because if one of them does yibum, then the other one may die, and the result is we're mevatel mitzvahs yibamin, because there's a separate mitzvah of yibum or chalitza with each of these women, because each of them had her own husband. We're not talking about tzaris over here, remember. So if for example Levi does yibum with Rachel, then if Yehuda dies, then it's not going to be possible to do yibum with Leah. And we said that even if we say there's no zika, we say also levatal mitzvah yibum, and you're not allowed to do things in a way that's going to be mevatal that mitzvah. And the answer is Rabbi Yochanan lemisa lechayish. Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned about that matter, that one of them might die, and therefore he says that's not a valid reason. That's not a valid reason to prevent yibum. Now, the Rashba points out, I mean, the fact is, we have in the Mishnah in Yuma, where Rabbi Yehuda says that we have to have a second wife for the Kohen Gadol Shema Tomus Ishtoi, and the Chum Talam Eim Ladova Soif. So why wouldn't Rabbi Yochanan want to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Rashba answers two things. First of all, Rabbi Yochanan would say I can't say that a Stam Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan himself has the rule throughout Shas, Halacha k'Stam Mishnah. The Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda over there by the Kohen Gadol, therefore it shouldn't be like him over here if he were to say that he's Chayish L'Misa, and therefore, that wouldn't be a valid way to understand our Mishnah, or Stam Mishnah, as being like Rabbi Yehuda, which is not our Pi Halacha. Also, the Rashba points out, over there, okay, you know, what are we losing by appointing a second wife for him, just to be on the safe side. Here, the result of saying that we're choshesh l'misa would be that we would not be doing yibum at all, and instead we're doing chalitza, which is only like second best. Even Rabbi Yehuda might not say that you do even Rabbi Yehuda might not be choshesh l'misa, where it's going to result in that we're not going to be able to do the preferred mitzvah of yibum, which after all, as we're going to learn later on, the chachamim say against Abashol that yibum is preferable over chalitza. Okay, so that wouldn't be a way of understanding our Mishnah on the basis that what if one of the brothers dies? Okay, the lema lay Rabbi Lozer or Hagoy Sabach changes it to Rabbi Eliezer. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan understand that our Mishnah would be like Rabbi Lozer or Rabbi Eliezer? The Omar, where he holds Kivin Sha'omdal of Shah Achas Isr Nesr Olav Elamis. Now he holds there are cases where the Yavama was also to him for even a short time, then therefore she becomes also to him forever. What is that case? Rashi says we're talking about a case towards the end of the Masechta, in one of the last few prakim of the Masechta, where we have an example over there. Suppose that you have the two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben divorced his wife, then remarried her. Now we're talking about he remarried her, nobody else had married her in between. So there's not the problem of Masu Gurushosai that we learned previously on Daf Yud Aleph. He's completely mutter to remarry her. However, Rabbi Eliezer says that eventually if Reuben passes away and now there's a question of Yibum or Chalitza, then we would say, look, this woman was for a period of time also to Shimon, because when his brother divorced her, she's after all also to him as the ex-wife of his brother, where when there's no Yibum, then that's one of the Arayas. So therefore, since for a while she was also to him, even though now she went back to being Mutter, then we still don't say that he can do Yibum with her. That's Rashi says that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that we're referring to. Tosfos refers to a different one where a brother of the Shemeres Yavam was Makadish, a sister of hers, And his wife passes away. So now you should say, what's the problem? Once his wife is dead, then he's allowed to marry her sister. Nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer says again there that she was umda all of Shah Achas Be'isr, because as long as he was Makudish to the sister, then the Yavama is also to him, because she's his wife's sister. So therefore, again, he says that, therefore she's also. So in any case, why don't we say that our Mishnah goes like that opinion? And then we don't have to say that it's Ain a Mishnah. The answer is, now, obviously the Gemara could have answered that, like we just did, as far as Rabbi Yehuda, that he doesn't want to learn it like a Tana where the Halacha is not like it. But the Gemara has a better answer. Midas Sefer, Rabbi Lazar, Reisha, Lav Rabbi Lazar, since the Sefer is according to Rabbi Lazar, or Rabbi Eliezer, because he goes on to say in the Mishnah that this matter of the when we say Kodmu Vakonsu Yetziu, that if the brothers did do Yivum with the Yivamis, in the case of our Mishnah, with the four brothers and the two sisters, then the Tanakhama had said that Yetziu, and Rabbi Eliezer tells us that it's actually Machlokas Vishamai Vishilol. So since that part is according to Rabbi Eliezer, Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer, then obviously the earlier part of the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, here's another possibility, says the Gemara. The name of Lahud Nafal B'Vasachas, why don't we answer that our Mishnah is talking about where the two sisters came up for Yibum at exactly the same time. So their husbands, Reuben and Shimon, all this time we've been assuming that Reuben passed away, and then at some later point, Shimon passed away. And then once he does, then that creates the problem of Achos Sukkosai. Why can't we instead understand our Mishnah as talking about where the two of them died at the same time, and therefore their wives are up for Yibum at the same time? So our Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says that it is possible when you have two things that happen, that seem to have happened at the same moment. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says we can in fact consider that they happen at the same moment. We talked about this earlier in the previous Perek. An example of that where Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that is where a female mother animal gave birth to two zechorim, the two males that are there, and she hadn't had any babies before that. So which one of them is the bechor? Rabbi Yosi Aglili says both of them are the bechor because the heads came out at the same time. He says, it's possible for us to say definitively that they both happen in the same instant, and therefore both of them are b'chorim. So applying that in other areas of halacha, he would say when you have two things that happen, for example, here Reuben and Shimon dying, it is possible for it to happen in the same instant, and for us to consider the halacha that it did, and therefore both their wives are, therefore we could answer that there's no first and second, because they both were Nafla L'Yibum at the same time. Each one, as soon as she's Nafla L'Yibum, is also Osir because of Achos Sukkosai. And then the Mishnah would work out why they need Chalitza and not Yibum. And the answer is, Lo Sosam Lantana, Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Tana is not going to give us a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because again, the halacha is not like it. So therefore, we're not going to have, since Rabbi Yochanan holds that halacha, the Stam Mishnah, he's going to say you can't have a Mishnah that's according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Chacham hold EF Shalatamtsim. The Chacham say, even though it looks like the two things happened in the same instant, really one of them was slightly before the other, and therefore, we say that we have a suffix which one it is. In the case of the two animals, it means it's a suffix which one of them is a Bechor. Here we'd say it's a suffix which one of them is the Yavama that was first Mutter and then Osir, but that wouldn't be reason enough to say that they're both Choltes Veloy Mesyamas. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine, so that would be the case. They both passed away at the same time, or even not. They passed away at different times, but we don't know which one was first. And then we would say that's why they can't do Yibum with either one of them, because either one of them might have been, at the time of her Nefila, might have been Achos Sukkosai. The question is, the Gemara says, fine, but if you can understand the Mishnah that way, then how would that explain the next phrase of the Mishnah, that if they did go and do Yibum, then they both have to divorce their wives? Why? I can understand when the first brother marries the first one of the wives. We tell him, after all, who was Matarit to you? She might be not only your Yivama, not only your Zukuka, but also your Achos Zukuka, and you're not allowed to marry her. Go divorce her.
Ela Shnia Omar, but what would be the problem with the second one? When the second brother goes and marries Omar, he could very well say, Chavroi Shnia Yivim Anodish and Miyabim. My colleague, my brother, when he did Yivim, he was doing with the second one, and I'm now doing the first. So in other words, the first one definitely did an Issur. Because if it was the first one, if we assume that Reuven passed away first and he does Yibum with Reuven's wife, then we would tell him, look, she's a chosik kukosai. Nobody did chalitza for her sister to take away the zika, but at least the second one, after the first one, did Yibum. So you have it. This is exactly the case of Yibum Ashahutra Venesra Bechazer Vahutra, because in fact, Rashi compares it to the case where we had previously, in the previous parak, where we had a suffix of kiddushin between brothers were makadish sisters, and we're not sure which one was makadish which one. And we said over there in various cases in the mission, we said kodmu v'konsu, that if they go ahead and do yivum, ein metzin miyodim, we don't force them to get divorced, because each one is only a suffix of achos kukosei, and that's not reason enough to force them to get divorced. So it would be the same thing over here. The first one is more of a vadai, but the second one is already only a suffix. So that wouldn't work either. Why we would say that both of them, Yotziu, have to divorce their wife. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan ends up saying, I don't know who taught this Mishnah. In other words, it can't be a valid Mishnah because we've excluded all the possibilities. The only way to make it work would be if we said that it was according to one, individual Tana who the Halacha is not like, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to do that. Because of the Stam Mishnah and Halacha the Stam Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara says Tanan. Well, let's consider. Our Mishnah says, Hoisa achas man asur al echad isur erva. We said that if one of these sisters is osur to the other one with an isur erva. So we have the example, let's say that, Reuben and Shimon are married to the two sisters, Rachel and Leah. But we said, let's say Levi is married to a daughter of Rachel, making Rachel his mother-in-law. So then, osur bo mutaba choisa. So then there's no problem. Levi is osur in her because she's his mother-in-law, but he's mutu in her sister because then she's not a choisa kukose, because he has no zika with Rachel at all. Vasheni osur b'shteyan. But the other brother, Yehuda, is osur in both of them because each one is a choisa kukose. Well, sakadaidach, let's assume that the Mishnah is not distinguishing which one came up for Yibum first. Sakadaidach, the nochla chamoise tchila. Let's say that the case is where first his mother-in-law came up for Yibum. So let's say, in other words, that the scenario would be that first Reuven died, and now there's the question of, can Levi do Yibum with Rachel? And the answer is, of course not. She's his mother-in-law. So then, in that case, why would we say that the other brother remain? If we say that Hutra, the Nesra, the Chazer of a Hutra, is mutter, then what's the problem? Leku Chosan, let the Chosan, namely Levi, who's Rachel's daughter-in-law, who's Rachel's son-in-law, let him go. Obviously, he's not doing Yibum with his mother-in-law, so that she's completely out of the picture as far as he's concerned. So therefore, her sister is not a chos kukasei. So Leku Chosan leYabim hakta ena chamoise bereisha. So let Levi do Yibum with Leah first. And then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, where we say that when a woman was osur, then mutter again, then she goes back to her original heter. So we could have exactly that scenario over here. When Reuven dies and his wife Rachel is up for Yibum, at that point she's completely mutter to Yehuda. She's not mutter to Levi because she's his mother-in-law. She's only mutter to Yehuda. And there's no achos zikukasa yet because there's no other zikuka. Leah is still happily married to Shimon. At that point she was Hutra. Then later on, Shimon dies and his wife is up for Yibum, and that creates the problem of Achos Sikukasai. So now we say, fine, Levi will do Yibum with Leah, which is the only one of the two women that he could do Yibum with. So therefore that makes Rachel Mutar again to Yehuda, because now we remove the Zika on Leah. And yet the Mishnah seems to be saying that not. So wouldn't that be a contradiction against Rabbi Yochanan? And the answer is Amar Papa. So the Papa says no, because we could always understand Kegon Nafla Hachta Ena Chamois Tibedesha, because we can understand the scenario of the Mishnah is the other way around, that first Shimon died and only then Reuben died. So then what you have is, so now let's work that out. So Shimon died, therefore his wife is up for Yibum. At that point she's mutter for Yibum to either one of the brothers. Then Reuben dies. Now to Levi, there's no problem because Levi is Rachel's son-in-law, so she's not up for Yibum to him. So for him, there's only a Zika with Leah. But for Yehuda, there still remains the problem that Leah and Rachel are both tied to him with Zika, and each one is a chosikukasei. And even if Levi goes and does Yibum with Leah, that doesn't help Yehuda as far as Rachel, because Rachel was the second one. We're saying that the scenario of the Mishnah would specifically be that Rachel was the second one rather than the first one to come up for Yibum, and she's just as usher to, now it's not that she was mutter and then usher and then mutter again. When she was nafla, she was already usher to Yehuda, because the moment that her husband died, she's already achos kokose to Yehuda. So that scenario of our Mishnah would work out according to Rabbi Yechanan. By the way, Rashi says we're not specifically talking about it. It doesn't specifically have to be a mother-in-law. We're using a mother-in-law because it's the simplest possible case without adding a lot of extra people into the mix. Tosfos Yeshanim says we're going to learn on Amud Beis. We're going to talk about the various relatives that we learned at the beginning of our Masechta. We're going to talk about the case of Asur Lazem Uteret Lazeh, which we discussed previously on Daf Tes. So over there you have an opinion. You have an opinion of Rav Yehuda, who says that the certain rule that we're going to talk about over there only goes from Chamoisei ve'elach. So we mentioned Chamoisei over here, not, in other words, again, not to imply the same thing couldn't happen with other relatives, but we mentioned Chamoisei because it is the first one that we talk about that case, that we're going to talk about on other days. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, Rav Eliezer Omer Beshamai, that we said, Rav Eliezer says, Beshamai says that if the brothers did go and were miyabim these two sisters, then Rav Eliezer said, Beshamai said they're allowed to stay married, and Beshillel says they have to get divorced. So Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. Exactly that. Rav Eliezer Omer Beshamai Omer Yekaimu Beshillel Omer Yetzilu. On the other hand, we have other opinions. Rav Shimon Omer Yekaimu. Rav Shimon says they can stay married regardless. And Abishol, which sounds like he's something like the Shammai, so the Gemara is going to ask him that. Abishol says no. Rabbi Eliezer has it backwards. Kal hoyelahem lebeshilul b'davazeh. Beshilul are the ones who are being makel in this. Shabbos Shammai, I mean Yetziu, beshilulam yekaimu. Beshammai says they have to get divorced because we know usually Beshammai are the ones who are machmer and beshilul are makel with certain exceptions. So Abishol says this is not one of the exceptions. Therefore, Beshamah is being machmir as usual, and Beshilulam yekaimu. And Beshilul says they can stay married because they're makel. So Gemara says Reb Shimon Kaman. Well, which of the opinions, Reb Eliezer or Abishol, is Reb Shimon following? E kibeshamai. If he's holding that in this case the halacha is like Beshamai, Hainu Reb Eliezer, that he's saying the same as Reb Eliezer, that Beshamai holds yekaimu, and he says also yekaimu. And if he holds that the halacha is like this hillel as it usually is, then he's saying the same thing as Abishol. So what are we adding by including Reb Shimon's opinion? The Gemara says Hachi Kama. What Reb Shimon means is that he is a third opinion. Loi nechloku b'shama b'shillel b'davazeh. Reb Shimon holds there was never any machlokas b'shama b'shillel about this particular point. Everybody agreed, says Reb Shimon, that you can't. But nevertheless, we still accept Abishol's version of it over Rabbi Eliezer's version. We end up with the Mishnah after all, and told us that Rabbi Eliezer says the Silo Yom Yitzu, and that ends up being the Halom. Then we said in the Mishnah, Hoysa Achas Mehem Chola, we said that if one of these sisters, so again, in this scenario of the four brothers, where two of them are married to two sisters, we said if one of them was also to one by an Isur Erva, And then we said he's also in her and mutter and her sister, and the other one is also in both, which is the scenario that we just talked about, where, for example, Levi is married to the daughter of Rachel, where therefore Rachel is out of the picture for him because she's his mother-in-law, so therefore he can only do Yibum with the other one, and there's no problem of Achosik Kukasai, whereas Yehuda is going to have a problem. That was in the diagrams, diagram 139. So the Gemara says, why does the Mishnah need to repeat this? We already learned this in the previous letter. When her sister is also her Yavama, then we said they can do either Chalitza or Yivum, because one of them is also to him, also to the brother who's now ready to do Yivum, and therefore, so she's out of the picture, and therefore you have no problem about Chosik or Kosei, and the other one is, as usual, you can do Chalitza or Yivum with her. So why is it repeating that in our Mishnah? So the answer is tzricha. We need both of them. De'i yashmin and hosam, because in that case that we're talking about, that we learned in the previous perek, we were talking about mishum you would say the reason why it's allowed mishum delekel migza mishum sheni, because there's no second brother to make a gzera that there might be confusion. There we're talking about where one brother comes, where there's only one brother. And he has two wives of his brothers that he needs to do chalitza or yibum with, and one of them is and one of them is related to him, and one of them is an isur erva to him. So then we said that she's out of the picture, and then he only does chalitza or yibum with the other one because there's no other brother to make a zera about. Aval hocha de ikal migza mishum sheni. Here, on the other hand, you have two brothers, and therefore, so you might. There might be confusion over here. If we tell Levi, for example, go ahead and do Yibum with Leah, since Rachel is your mother-in-law and you can't, then there's the problem that the other brother, Yehuda, is going to think that he can do Yibum with either one of them, and he can't because there's a problem of Achosik Kukasai. So you would think you'd have to make a Zera about that. So you would think that not. The Iyashmin and Hocha, on the other hand, if we only had our Mishnah, you would say, on the contrary, Mishum de Ikasheni de Komucha. On the contrary, precisely because there's a second one, that you see that the one of them, Levi, is only doing Yibum with one of them, just the opposite, because we have Yehuda, whom we're saying is not doing Yibum with either one of them, because of that, then therefore that demonstrates that the other one had only one sister that was available to him because the other one is an erva, and therefore people aren't going to be matir of an achos to kuka in general. Aval hasam, but in the case of the previous perek, the leka sheni, there's no second brother. Emaloi, so maybe he shouldn't do yibum because then people might think that in general you're allowed to do yibum with achos to kuka. And there's no moichach, there's no other brother where there's a different scenario with him where therefore it'll make it clear what the din is. So therefore we need both mishnayos to tell us whether there's one brother like in that perek or whether there's two brothers like here. Either way, The one to whom one of the sisters is an erva is mutter to do yibum with the other one. The other one is going to be stuck. He can't do yibum with either one of them because of achosik kukasai, and therefore he's going to need to do chalitza. Then the Mishnah had said isur mitzvah chola. That, on the other hand, we said in the Mishnah, if one of the women was also to one of the brothers on by an isur mitzvah or an isur kedusha. So, for example, let's say of the brothers, let's say one of them was a mamzer and one of them was not. And the wife, let's say, was a mamzeres. So she's also by the issur of a mamzeres, is not allowed to marry a regular born yid. So therefore, so she's also to one brother as a mamzeres, but mutter to the other. Nevertheless, though, kedushin would be toifus with either one of them. Therefore, she needs chalitza. Therefore, we don't apply the rule like we do by an erva, where we say again that if Rachel is an erva to Levi, then Levi doesn't have to worry about her. He can do yibum with Leah. But if the scenario was, for example, that Rachel was a mamzeres, and therefore, whereas Levi, let's say, Levi is a regular kosher yid, therefore he's also to marry her. But let's say Yehuda is a mamzer, so he would be allowed to. So then we're saying that it still doesn't work that way. Both of them still have the problem of achosik u'chosik with her, and therefore both of them would have to do chalitza. So the Gemara says, Honami Tanena. Well, again, why do we need that in our Mishnah? We already learned that also in the previous Perek. Isu mitzvah v'isu kedusha chalekas v'lemes yabemes. Whenever you have an isu mitzvah involved, or an isu kedusha, which we said, so actually isu mitzvah we said was shnius. So let's say, for example, this Rachel, instead of being Levi's mother-in-law, let's say we had the examples of the shnius in the second parak. So let's say, for example, that she was the wife of Levi's brother from his mother's side, or any of the couple of dozen relationships that we talked about over there. So we said that. So we're saying that's not enough. He can't do yibum with her because of shnius, but nevertheless, we still say that she's still zakuka to him, and her sister is a chosik kukasa, and vice versa. So we already said that in the previous parak, that therefore chelatas v'lemes yabemes. So what is our Mishnah adding? The answer is hosam isu mitzvah v'choda, because the difference is, there we're talking about the only impediment to them doing yibum is the fact that there's an isu mitzvah. So in other words, in the previous perek, what we were talking about was that there's no issue of a chos sukkah. The only issue is that this particular woman herself is a shniya to him, or that this particular woman is also to him by an isu kedusha. She's a mamzeres, she's a giyores, a giyores or a grusha or whatever, and he's a koyan, etc. So then we're saying that we have to do that. Here we have the twist also that not only we're talking about isu mitzvah, but also the fact that she's the sister of his sukkah. So you would think, therefore, leikum isu mitzvah v'mkoyim isu erva. So now we should treat the isu mitzvah as if it was an isu erva, b'tisyabim, and that would at least allow the other sister to do yibum. So let's say, for example, still in diagram 139, let's say, suppose that Rachel was also to Levi as a Shnia rather than as an Erva. So now maybe we should say that even though a Shnia is only Dirabanan, maybe we would treat that as if she was an Erva, because either way she's off limits to Levi, and that would at least allow Levi to do Yibum with Leah, her sister. Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah is telling us that not. When I ask Taka, why not? Because Yabim, why indeed can he do Yibum with her? And the answer is Kivin Dimidaraisa, Ramya Kameh, because after all, Daraisa, on a Daraisa level, she is available to him. It's only Dirabanan that she's also because of Shnius. So therefore, you still have the problem. Kapogaba, Chosiku Kosei. So therefore, if he does Yibum with Leah, still the fact is she is the sister of his Skuka, because he does have a Zika with Rachel as well on a Daraisa level. So you would think that in order to allow the mitzvah of Yibum, maybe the Chachamim would take off the Isser of Achos Kukose in this case. They're not going to take off the Isser of Shnius, but maybe at least they would consider that Leah is not considered Achos Kukose on those grounds, or vice versa, that Rachel is not considered Leah as Achos Kukose. Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah is telling us that not, the Chachamim still uphold both rules of Shnius and of the rule of Shnius and the rule of Achos Kukose, even though the result of that is that he's not going to be able to do Yibum. So that's a chiddush that we wouldn't have known from the previous parak. The Mishnah continues, Hoista achas mehen chula. We said that if one of them is, so we said another scenario is where each of the sisters is osur to one of the brothers. So hoista achas mehen asur al ze isur erva. Vashniya asur al ze isur erva. So we said, let's say, for example, that each of the sisters is osur to one of the brothers as an erva, but not to the other, then each one can do Yibum, because then there's no problem, because then neither one has an Achos Kukasai on the ground, that each one of the women is also to him, and the other one is also to the other. Meaning, in other words, this would be, the illustration of that would be diagram 140. On page 62, where both Levi and Yehuda are married to daughters of Rachel and Leah respectively. So now, when Reuben and Shimon die, Rachel is not available to Levi because she's an erva to him. Leah is not available to Yehuda because she's an erva to him. However, Leah is available to Levi and Rachel is available to Yehuda, and therefore we're saying both of them can do Yibum. So again, the Gemara says ha tu lamali. So why do we need this in the? Why do we need this as well? Hainu ha. This is exactly. It's not the same as the previous case, but we can easily derive it from the previous case. Why does the Mishnah need to spell it out? And the answer is because mali lechad, mali lechrei. What's the difference? Whether it's only one brother, as in the previous diagram, or whether it's both brothers. Either way, the bottom line is we understand one of them is zekuka to him, the other one is not because she's an heir. But that's that. And the answer is tzricha. The Mishnah still had to tell us. The Iyashmin and Hossam, if we were only told in the previous case where one of them is also to one of the sisters, Mishum Deika, Sheni Demuchach. Again, you have a second brother who's not doing Yibum or who's not doing Yibum with either one of the women. So that makes it clear that when Levi, for example, does Yibum with Leah, there's no problem of Achosi Kukase. Everybody is well aware that there is a problem of Achosi Kukase because that's preventing Yehuda from doing Yibum with either one of them. Aval Hocha Deleka Sheni Dekamuchach. But over here, if both Levi and Yehuda have one sister that's an erva and one that's not, then there's no second one to demonstrate. When Levi does Yibum with Leah and Yehuda does Yibum with Rachel, it's not so obvious to everybody that there was no problem of Achos Sikukasa. People are going to think you are allowed to do Yibum with Achos Sikukasa. Emala, you would think that not. On the other hand, the Iyashmin and Hocha, on the other hand, we can't only say this case, because then you would say, Adarab, a Tarbayu, Mulchi Adabi. On the contrary, precisely, we know that each one has only one available to him, so therefore nobody's going to say, because of that, Achos Sikukase is Mutter in general, because they're going to realize that each one only had one available to him. Aval Idachloi, but in the previous case, where one of them has two Zikukas and one has only one, you would think that not. Maybe we should say that the one should not do Yibum because people may not realize that he's limited to one and the other one is not. Tzricha, so therefore we need both cases. Then we said in the Mishnah, Zuhi Sha'omru Chola, we said this is the case where we said that you have a sister who's also a Yibama, then she's able to do Chalitza or Yibum, meaning that she's, so the focus is that she's able to do Yibum. So the Gemara says, Zuhi Lama'uti Mai, what are we excluding with that word Zuhi? So Lama'uti Isu Mitzvah Lazeb, Isu Mitzvah Lazeb. So that would come to exclude the case where Rachel and Leah are each usher to one of the brothers on the grounds of Isser Mitzvah. So let's say, for example, that Rachel is a Shnia to Levi, Leah is a Shnia to Yehuda. So then we're saying, nevertheless, because Shnia is only Dirabanan, then therefore that doesn't help us, and Levi and Yehuda still can't do Gibum with the one that is with the one that's not their Shnia. So now the Gemara asks, okay, so why do we need to mention that point also? That's the same as what we had previously in the Mishnah. Mali l'chad, mali l'chrei. Once we establish that Isser Mitzvah prevents Yibum not only with her, but also with her sister, because we say the fact that it's an Isser Mitzvah is not enough to make it as if she was an erva. So what's the difference whether that applies to one brother or two? And the answer is Mau de Tema. Still, without the Mishnah telling us, you would have thought, you know, when would we say that we don't consider Isser Mitzvah the equivalent of an Isser Erva? When would we say that? Where there is also a second brother who is not in that scenario, neither of these women is a Shnia to him. Therefore, there's a real concern that with him, he's not going to realize the problem of Achos Sikukasei, and he's going to do Yibum with one of them and be over on that. Aval Heicha Deleka Amigza Mishum Sheni. But in our case, where each one is usher to one of the brothers by an Isser Mitzvah, so there's no Gzeira because of a second one, because both of them are in the same situation. Neither one can do Yibum with one of the women, but they can do Yibum with one with the other one. Ema, so you would have thought, so for each one, in that case, at least, let's consider the Isser Mitzvah the equivalent of an Isser Erva, and the result will be like the case where they were actually Arias, where therefore Levi will be able to do Yibum with Leah, and Yehuda will be able to do Yibum with Rachel, and we would rather that in order to make it possible to do Yibum. And that way they should be able to do Yibum. Kamash Malan, and therefore the Mishnah is telling us that even when there's less of a reason to be gozer because of confusion, Nevertheless, the Chachamim still upheld the Xeris and said the Shnius are still Osir, and on the other hand, the Issur of Achosik Kosoi is still in effect. And since each one of them is Zokuk to him, Daraisa, then therefore the result is that no Yibum is possible. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Now this next point we had previously on Daf Tes as well, so now we have a second crack at it, which is good because it's a little complicated. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, B'chein Toni Rav Chia. So Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Rav Chia taught a braisa similarly, B'chulon, with all 15 of the relatives that we learned about in the first Mishnah of Amar Sefta, Chamesh Yasir Noshim, purchased, so to say, with all of them, and he quoted behen ha'asur lazem, u'teres lazeh, each one, you can have the example where one of them is osir to one brother, but mutter to the other, and vice versa. And that her sister, who is also Yavama, would be able to do chalitza or yibum. You're able to find such scenarios, says Rav Chia, and says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, you're able to find such scenarios with each one of the 15 women that are mentioned in the first Mishnah. So let's look for example let's skip Bitoy for the time being, because the Gemara is going to say that Bitoy is a special case. But let's say, for example, one example we already had, where each of the women is a mother-in-law to one of the surviving brothers, and so we said each one of them is also to one and mutter to the other. But for example, if we go, let's say, to diagram 46 on page 24. So we have, let's say, that Levi and Yehuda were married to two women, Rachel and Leah, who are sisters. Then Reuven and Shimon married those women's daughters, Hannah and Shifra, respectively. So now, if Levi and Yehuda die, so Reuven can't do Yibum with Rachel because she's his wife's mother, which is also Daraisa. Shimon can't do with Leah for the same reason, but Reuben can do with Leah, and Shimon can do with Rachel. And the same thing, for example, if it was a generation further back, which is the next diagram. In the same way, in each of the diagrams, you have, there's a way that each woman is also to one of them, but mutter to the other one. So you can find that with all 15 of them. Rav Yehuda Metargim Mechamosi Ve'elach. Now, Rav Yehuda himself, the Amora, says that only applies from Chamoisei and onward. It doesn't apply to the first six mentioned in the Mishnah. He says that the first six that are mentioned in the Mishnah, Bitoy and Bas Bitoy and so forth, he says you wouldn't be able to find a case of Asur Lazem, Uteres Lazem, and vice versa. My timer. Now, why not? Because in order to find the case of Bitoy, where the daughters would be also to one and mutter to the other, the only way to find that would be if there was not marriage, but rather oinus. Oinus, really, again, the Gemara is using as kind of a catch-all term for any case of a relationship outside of marriage. It may very well be, as I've said before, that the Gemara uses the word oinus specifically because we would rather not have to say that a Jewish woman willingly had a relationship outside of marriage, but the fact is it does apply whether it was oinus or pitui or what have you. Anyway, so what would be the scenario? How do you have that there would be daughters that are also to one and mutter to the other? The only way would be, for example, Reuven was ma'anis a woman. So this is diagram 40. So Reuven was ma'anis a woman. Later on, and he had a daughter with her, Rachel. Later on, Shimon had relations with the same woman and had a daughter, Leah. So now if Levi and Yehuda go and marry those two daughters, Rachel and Leah, respectively, and now Levi and Yehuda die, so now Reuben is also in Rachel, being that she's his daughter, but he's mutter in Leah, because had he married, this is the point, had Reuben or Shimon married this woman, then the daughters would be the daughter of his wife, which is also an error. But since instead it was Oinus, then she's not the wife of either one of them. Therefore the daughters also are not considered, it's not Bas Ishtoi, therefore it's not an error. So the Rachel to Reuben obviously is an error, she's his daughter, but Leah is not, because she's only the daughter of a woman that he was in a relationship with outside of marriage, and vice versa, Rachel to Shimon. But the fact is, there's no way to construct such a case that involves marriage, that involves Reuven and Shimon marrying the woman. So therefore, Rav Yehuda says, we're not going to count that. Somebody's suing Kamairi, but Oinsim like Kamairi, you can say that Rav Chiya is talking about only cases that can be constructed involving marriage. All the other cases after that, we can have a case where a man was married to one woman and then, or simultaneously, to another woman, but only in this case are we saying that it can't happen as a result of marriage, only as a result of oinus. But Abaya Matagam Akbita Ibal Manu Sasai, Abaya says that no, the rule does apply to that as well. Because the fact is, you couldn't find it. Fine. You can, if it takes oinus in order to construct the case, then fine. If it takes marriage to construct the case, then fine. There's still no reason why we should exclude it from the case of Asura Lozem or Teres Lozem. Which actually, the Chochmas Manoyach in the back of the Gemara says that what Abaya may mean is like this. Now, this that we said, that it's only possible with oinus, that's really only the case of Bitoy, only that one case of the daughter. But for example, we said that Rav Yehuda is skipping the first six cases of the Mishnah, which includes, for example, Bas Bitoy, which is, let's say, diagram 41. Now, diagram 41, what you have is that Rachel and Leah are the granddaughters of Reuven and Shimon. They are the daughters of their wives, because there you could have that Reuven and Shimon have daughters called, we're calling them over here in diagram 41, Chana and Sila. They marry, Yosef marries both of them, which fine, he's allowed to, they're cousins, they're not Arias to each other. Then each one of them has a child, so you have Rachel and Leah respectively, who are sisters, and you have that, so you don't need to construct this case using Oinus at all. They were all legal marriages over here, and now Levi and Yehuda married those women, Rachel and Leah, and now when Levi and Yehuda die, then Reuben can't do Yibum with Rachel because she's his granddaughter, and Shimon can't with Leah for the same reason, but Reuben could with Leah, and vice versa. So you don't need oinus in order to construct that. So the Chochmas Manoach says, what Abaya is saying is, Rav Yehuda, you're throwing out the whole first six cases of the Mishnah just because one of them involves oinus. The fact is, okay, one of them involves oinus, but you have the other five that don't involve oinus. Why aren't you including those? So therefore, those should be included because e boy ba oinsin to happy. If you need to find one that the Iboya Ba'oinsin Tavi, if you have one, namely the case of Bitoy, where the only way to construct it is with Oinus, fine, then we'll add that. But certainly the other ones, Iboya Ba'oinsin Tavi, all the other five after that, plus all the other ones that Rav Yehuda agrees should be included in the list, they can all be constructed without having to resort to Oinus, and therefore certainly those should be included. However, Abaya continues, Aval Eishes Ochiv Shalai Hoya Ba'olamai Loi. But we have the 15th case of the first parak was Eishes Ochiv Shalai Hoya Ba'olamai, where a brother was born after the brother had passed away. So then Loi, then you can't find that it should be a case of Asur Lozem or Teres Lozem, because according to the Chachamim, she's equal to, according to the Chachamim, the wife of the first brother would equally well be also to all the brothers who are born after that. There's no difference according to them when the new brother was born, whether it was before or after Yibum. So therefore, with that, there's no possibility of Asur Lozem or Teres Lozem. Only according to Reb Shimon. Because you can only find the appointed of Shimon, whereas we learned in the previous perek, Rav Shimon allows Yibum for Ochiv Shalahoyah Ba'olamai when he was born after the Yibum took place. So then, there's only according to Rav Shimon, it's impossible to construct such a case according to the Chachamim, because according to the Chachamim, there's no case where a new brother who was born among new brothers who were born, some of them should be mutter to do yibum, and some of them should be aser. Therefore, with plukta like kamayri, so we can say that we're not talking about cases involving machloikas. We mentioned this on that test, that we wanted to say the first mishnah of our masechta and this braisa of Rav Chiya that are referring to it are talking only about cases where there's no machloikas. For that reason, we said we didn't include certain other cases, which could maybe have been included because, again, the Pluk, the Lekamayri, we're not dealing with things that are the subject of Machlokes. But Rav Safra, Matagam, Af Eishes Achiv, Shalai Hoi Ba'Lamad. On the other hand, Rav Safra said you could construct such a case involving Achiv Shalai Hoi Ba'Lamad, or Mashkachas La B'Shita Achi. In order to construct the case, you would need six brothers. Ba'Alibad, Rav Shimon. You're right, it would be only according to Rav Shimon. So what? So it'll be only according to Rav Shimon. But nevertheless, the case can be constructed. That'll be diagram 147. So the simonach mes ner the v'yibam, mes ner the v'yibam. So the case will be, to remember it, died, was born, did yibum, died, was born, did yibum. Namely, so we have the diagram, but the Gemara itself teaches it out for us. Reuven v'shimon nisuin shtei achoyos. So you have Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Levi Yehuda Nesuin Shtei Nochias. Meanwhile, Levi and Yehuda are also married, but their wives are unrelated. So we have in the diagram over here, Reuben is married to Rachel, Shimon to Leah, and Levi and Yehuda are married to unrelated women, Miriam and Chana. Now, Mes Reuben. Now, suppose then that Reuben dies, Noled Yisachar, and the next thing that happens is Yisachar is born. So Yisachar was born before the Yibum took place. Even Reb Shimon would agree then that Shimon, that Yisachar is also to Reuben's wife, Rachel, because he was born before the Yibum took place. When he was born, there was still a Zika on Rachel. The Yibum Levi. Then Levi went and did Yibum with Rachel. So now at this point, Rachel, as well as Miriam, Hutsara, are both off limits to Yisachar. Mes Shimon. Then what happened was Shimon died, Nolad Zvulun, and then next Zvulun was born, the Yibim Yehuda, and Yehuda did Yibim with Leah. So now you have again Zvulun. So now Zvulun is, so Zvulun would be Osir, even according to Reb Shimon, in both Leah and Chana, because they were born, because Leah, because she was Eish Yisachar Shalai Hoi Ba'Lamai, because there was a Zika on her when he was born. Yibum had not yet been done before he was born. Chana would be her Tzara, therefore she's also Potter under the usual rule of Chamesh Esri Noshim Potter Tzara Sehen. Nesu Levi Yehuda Blei Bonim. Now Levi and Yehuda die without children. And remember, now Levi has two wives, and Yehuda has two wives, and each one of those wives, each one of them had a wife who is Eishes Achiv Shalai Hoi Ba'Lamai to one brother, but not the other. Again, according to Reb Shimon, so now Yisachar was in the world at the same time as Shimon. He was born before Shimon passed away. So for him, Shimon's wife, who now became Yehuda's wife, there's no problem of Eish Yisachar Shalai Hoi Ba'Lamai. On the other hand, to Zvulun, they would be Osir, because Zvulun was born before Yibum had been done with Leah's wife. And vice versa, on the other hand, Zvulun, according to Reb Shimon, would be allowed to do Yibum with Levi's wives, because by the time he was born, the Zika on Rachel had already been taken away. Levi had married her. Therefore, they're mutter to him, but they're also to Yisachar, because Yisachar was born before that Yibum took place. So with enough Lulu Kami Yisachar and Zvulun, so now if they're up for Yibum before Yisachar and Zvulun, then you have exactly that case. So you have exactly that case, according to Reb Shimon, where you have the wives of Levi are mutter to Zvulun, but also to Yisachar, and vice versa, the wives of Yehuda are mutter to Yisachar, but also to Zvulun. So you can't construct that according to the Chachamim, because according to the Chachamim, regardless, the fact that Rachel was at one time Reuben's wife, and the fact that Leah at one time was Shimon's wife, they remain also to Yisachar and Zvulun because they were born afterwards. We don't care the fact that Yibum was done before. But Reb Shimon, who says that as long as Yibum was done before they were born, then they're fine. So according to him, you can construct such a case. And then you have the case, after all, where Rachel and Leah are sisters and also Yevamos, and we're saying each one of them, Rachel and Miriam, are mutter to one of the brothers, but not the other, and Chana and Leah the same thing. Okay, So the Gemara says, Lomali Yibim Yehuda. Now, why do we need to have Yehuda involved in this case at all? Why do we need Yehuda to have done Yibum with Shimon's wife? Below Yibim Yehuda Nami Mashkachasla Mishum Tzara. After all, you don't really need Yehuda in the picture at all. Let's turn to the next diagram, diagram 148. Suppose that there were only three brothers to begin with, and you have more or less the same scenario, but you have the key difference is you don't have Yehuda over there. Levi does Yibum with Rachel, and then Levi's wife is also to Yisachar because of Levi's wife Rachel is also to Yisachar because again he was born before Levi did Yibum with her. She'd be mutter to Zvulun because Zvulun was born after the Yibum. And vice versa, Shimon's wife herself is going to be mutter to Yisachar because they lived in the world at the same time, but she's going to be also to Zvulun because again, Shimon died before Zvulun was born. So why do we even need to be talking about that there was Yibum done with Leah in order to ask her to Zvulun? She's also, even if no Yibum had been done with her. So therefore we could construct the case with only five brothers. And the answer is Mishum Tzara. Fine, but we want to be able to illustrate the idea of how the Eish HaSach of Shaloi HaBalamai patters with Tzara as well. In that case, you don't have that because there's no Tzara's over here. Neither Reuven nor Shimon nor Levi has a second wife. And therefore, we wouldn't be able to illustrate that. So the Gemara says, Atena Tzara. So, in other words, the next diagram, diagram 149, is explaining what Rashi is saying, that the only way that the case can be made to work with Tzores as well, you can only have with six brothers, and we have the twist also that the two sisters of Levi and Yehuda, or that the two wives of Levi and Yehuda are also sisters. So now in that case, again, Rachel and Leah will be allowed for Yibum, respectively, Leah to Yisachar and Rachel to Zvulun, because she's also to Yisachar, because she was Eish HaSach of Shalai HaBalamai, but she's Mutter to Zvulun, and vice versa. And on the other hand, though, what we're saying is that Bilha in this diagram over here is going to be also to Yisachar because she's the tzara of Eish HaSach of Shaloi HaBalamai, because she and Rachel for a while were Levi's wives. So therefore, that makes Zilpah mutter because again, and since Bilha is off limits to him as an Erva, then Zilpah, her sister, is mutter, and therefore he'd be able to do Yibum with Yehuda's wife Zilpah. And vice versa with Zvulun as far as Bilha. So in order to illustrate the idea of Tzores, you need six brothers. You wouldn't be able to illustrate it with only five. Okay, so the Gemara finishes off Hatena Tzora. Fine, so that illustrates the example of Tzora. Tzora dit Tzora ma'ikal meimer. How can you illustrate the idea where the first Mishnah of Armasefta said that there would also pass the Tzores stay in? So how can you illustrate that, according to the Mishnah? With Eish HaSach of Shaloi HaBalamai, and the answer is Gwenda Hodav Yadminu Nami God VaOsher. Let's introduce two more brothers, God and Osher, and repeat the process over here. This is diagram 150, where you have the same kind of thing, where each one of them went, so again you started with Reuven dying, and then before Yibum was done, Yisachar was born. So now again, Rachel is off limits to Yisachar because Eish HaSach of Shaloi HaBalamai. Then Yibum was done with Rachel. Meanwhile, Levi is already married to a woman, Zilpah. Then Shimon dies and his wife Leah is up for Yibum, and then another brother Zvulun is born. And we keep on repeating this process. The point is that eventually we go through three sets of brothers, and on each side two Yibumim have been done. And when we finish the case, we have four women. Zilpah, we have six women actually who are up for Yibum. So now again, when we look at the last pair, they are Tzores Tzores Sehen of an ochiv shloiho by lama, because Shifra was a tzara to Zilpa, who in turn is a tzara to Rochel, and Rochel is eshes ochiv shloiho by lama to Yisachar, but not to Zvulun. Because again, Yisachar was born before the Yibum with Rochel, so she's off limits to him, even according to Reb Shimon, whereas Zvulun was born after that Yibum, and according to Reb Shimon, Rochel is mutter to him, and therefore tzara sehem are also fine for him. But so therefore, Zvulun ultimately can do Yibum with Shifra, but not with Pua, and vice versa with Yisachar. So you can construct that scenario of Tzoris Sehem being also to one and Mutu to the other, but again only according to Reb Shimon.
Sure.
Everyone.
Alex.